Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We don't receive according to God's ability. You got to believe He can do it, yes. Mm-hmm. But you got to go beyond that. What determines how we receive? According to our faith. So the man tried to put this in Jesus' lap and said, if you can do anything, help us. And the Lord turned right around, put it back in his lap and said, what do you mean if you can? Can God do anything about this or not? Certainly. That's not what it's dependent on. If you will believe, all things are possible to him that believes. And he cried out, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. And here's a wonderful thing. Did anything happen? Yes. Did anything happen? Yes. Jesus saw the people running together. He rebuked the foul spirit. He said, you dumb and deaf spirit, I charge you, come out of him. Enter no more into him. And the spirit cried, rent him sore, came out of him. He was as one dead. They said, he's dead. And Jesus took him up by the hand, lifted him up, and he arose. Free and healed. So here, did the man have faith? Must have. And he had faith even with thoughts of doubt plaguing his mind. Faith will work in your heart with thoughts of doubt in your head. You just can't yield to the thoughts of doubt. You got to cast them down. Just because you had a thought and had a feeling, I don't know if this is going to work or not. That's when you, from the inside of you, go, yes, it has worked. It is working. It will come to pass, right? Yes. And then thoughts will come and feelings will come. That doesn't mean you're out of faith. Just don't yield to it. Don't talk it and think it. Grab it. Throw it down again. I believe. Help my unbelief. And he got results. He got a miracle. Come on, can you see this? Yes. Oh, somebody say, I'm a believer. I have faith. And my faith works. Praise be to God. Glory to God. Let me read some other scriptures here to you. Let's lay a foundation. Look on down in the 51st verse. 10th chapter, I should say. 10. Another instance of an individual blind man came to Jesus. And Mark 10:51, Jesus said, what will you that I should do to you? The blind man said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said to him, what? Verse 52, what did he say? Go your way. Your faith has made you whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Glory be to God. We are that close to miracles right now. All you got to do is this. You don't have to heal yourself. That's his part. You don't have to fix anything. You don't have to work any miracle. That's what he does. All you got to do is believe it. Not think it. Talk about it. Wonder about it. Believe it. Oh, somebody say hallelujah.
Glory to God.
I taught healing school at Brother Kenneth Hagin's ministry for a number of years. And in the morning, we had a small class. Only people there were folks that had symptoms, something wrong in their body. They're believing for themselves. In the afternoon, it was open up to the public, students, everybody came. But in the morning, just a small group. I was teaching one morning about that. And I was talking about when you pray, believe you receive it. and you'll have it, Jesus said. Mark 11:24. That word means take. Believe that you take them and you shall have them. Not feel that you take them. Believe that you take them. He says, well, I don't have it yet. I know that's why you need to believe you receive it. If you already had it, you wouldn't need to believe you received it. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't feel it yet. That's why you need to believe you receive it. Yes. And a lady over here on the side, it was a small room. She lifted up her hand about halfway. And it was informal. And people could ask questions. I said, yes. She said, now, does that mean I just believe I take it and I got it? I said, basically, yeah. She said, mm-hmm. And so I went on. Well, at the end of the service, she came up beaming. I mean, her face was just beaming. She said, look. Well, I thought, okay, what? You know, look. I didn't know she was new in the class there. And she said, look. And then she showed me her notes. She said, I wrote all this today. I said, well, great, good. She says, no, you don't understand. I had had a stroke and I hadn't been able to use this arm. She said, look. Then we all shouted.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God, yes.
I mean, there was no fanfare. There was nothing loud or boisterous going. She said, now I just believe I take it.
Uh-huh.
And I got it.
Yes.
I said, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's what she did.
Yes. Glory to God.
Her faith made her whole.
Yes.
Now, why didn't the Lord say that a different way? If you're listening to a lot of people, seminary, ministers, teachers, Bible authorities, so-called, they wouldn't say that. They'd say God in His infinite, mysterious plan chose to do something for you. God did it. Well, He did do it. Well, why didn't Jesus say it that way, though? God did it. Because it wasn't just up to God. This is the thing that many Christians don't want to believe. They're like, no, it's up to God. No, it's not. It's not. Is it up to God whether people get born again all around the country today or not? Is it up to Him? Are they waiting on Him when the time gets right? When it becomes His will? No, they're not. It's up to them when they will believe. Well, if the most important thing is that way, missing hell and going to heaven, why would lesser things be different? The new birth is an amazing miracle. Your spirit didn't get healed. Your spirit was recreated.
Yes.
You're a new creation in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
You've already believed for that. Don't say you can't believe for a big miracle. You already have believed for one of the greatest miracles that will ever happen in your life. You can surely believe for a little repair work.
Yes.
On an already existing structure.
Yes, amen.
Yeah, you can. Yes, you can. Somebody say, I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
I have faith.
And my faith works.
He said, go your way. Your faith has made you whole.
What did it? Jesus said His faith made Him whole. Why didn't He say the power of God did it? Why didn't He say it was the will of God? And that's why it happened. How many believe Jesus said it the way it should have been said?
Yes.
Right? Because that is the determining factor.
Yes, it is.
Not the other things. Let's look at a few more. Back up to Mark 5. You're right there in Mark. You know there are numerous of these, but let's just let our eyes rest on some of them. Mark 5. Verse 25, there was a certain woman which had an issue of blood for 12 years. We'd say a hemorrhage.
And this went on for 12 years. And she had suffered many things of many physicians and spent all she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. So she's tried every kind of treatment that was known to them at the time. She spent all her money and she's not any better. And this has been 12 years of this. And now she's not only sick, she's broke. Does this sound like God to you? Is it the will of God to go through all this?
No.
Does God put you through this to teach you some things?
No.
It's just not true. It's the enemy that comes to steal and to kill and destroy. And sickness robs you of your energy you need for life. Robs you of money you could spend on something else. Is that right?
Yes.
And that's not God. Verse 27, when she had heard of Jesus, that's when her life changed. Came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, she's saying something. If I may but touch his clothes, we'll see what happens. Huh? I shall be whole. Faith speaks boldly and definitely. None of this we'll see. See, it sounds reverential to say, well, it's just whatever the Lord wants. I'm just leaving it up to Him. But there's no faith there. What are you believing for? You don't know. Maybe it will. Maybe it won't. That's wavering. There's no faith there. And you can't leave up to Him what He's left up to us. What if an unbeliever said, well, I'm just waiting, you know. God is thinking, God, if He wants me saved, He'll save me. And that's just up to Him. If He wants me to be born again, go to church, He'll do it. Till then, I'm going to Vegas. But you know, God's God. He's almighty. He's sovereign. And if He wants me saved, He knows where I am. That'd be wrong. It's not up to Him. I heard somebody on TV one time ranting about, you know, if God's really real, because they didn't believe in God, how can a God of love send people to a hell, a place of torment? God of mercy and love. I asked the Lord, dear, I saw that. I said, Lord, I don't believe that, but I'm a minister. How do I answer a question like that? What do I say? And just as clear, inside my spirit, I don't mean an audible voice, but inside me real clear. He said, son, it's not my choice. Not my choice.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.